N4MI.com.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip. The Good Words Book for Success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's good words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the good words book by Rick Randall.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Last half hour of this hour number three, Friday, January 30th edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Again, just text me SOS, and I'll send you the link to the live debate tomorrow, Saturday, January 31st, 1 o'clock down in Oakland Township, Rochester, Michigan. It's going to be a live debate of the three candidates for Secretary of State. This is being put on by the Michigan 9th Congressional District Republican Party. They have a Facebook page. They have a Twitter X account and this YouTube channel link is going to be carrying it live 1 o'clock tomorrow. So if you'd like to watch it on Saturday, again, just text me at 231-360-5140, and I'll send you the link to it. You can watch it live at the comfort of your own home, your computer, your tablet, your phone. It's going to be a great event. Packed house, completely sold out. They have gotten three really good moderators to moderate this event. Laura Logan, you've seen her on Fox News and various platforms, investigative reporter focusing on election integrity. Seth Kessel, former military, been involved as an intelligence officer looking into these computers. And Dr. John Eastman, he is an attorney. He represented Donald Trump during the 2020 election fight. His attorney, who's filed the lawsuits challenging the outcome of the election in various states, he is going to be one of the moderators as well. So again, text me SOS and I'll send you the link and you can watch it tomorrow. And if you want, take a look for me, find me in this packed house. It's going to be sold out, completely sold out, full, packed out. Every seat has been sold. So now the only way you can view this or even get into it is to be able to text me SOS so I can send you the link. A couple of quick stories I wanted to get to for this podcast for this weekend so that you guys can share this information. Mackinac Island, something local near and dear to our hearts. Mackinac Island City Government told a three-judge U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals panel this morning that it has the authority to set ferry rates, parking rates, and other fees. The city's attorney, Joel Bryant, of Detroit-based Miller Canfield Law Firm, argued the district court's preliminary injunction blocking the city from enforcing its 2025 ordinance to ensure reasonable ferry prices was incorrect because there's no evidence of irreparable harm to the ferry companies. And the city is likely to prevail on the merits. I'm here, Your Honors, to ask you to allow the city to exercise its regulatory authority and make sure that those residents, businesses, and visitors pay reasonable prices to travel to the island by ferry, just as the Michigan legislature intended. Well, Dykema attorney Mark Magyar, who represents the ferry companies, countered that the city's 2025 ordinance is unconstitutional and that the lower court's irreparable harm finding was actually justified. The attorney for the ferry companies argued that the possibility of disruption in ferry service and loss of goodwill in the community satisfy the irreparable harm standard. This all comes down to the city council adopted ordinance 629 back in May of 2025, just before the tourist season last summer, which basically gave the city broad authority over ferry boat services, including what they could charge for their fares, their parking rates, and ancillary fees. The ordinance was set to go into effect July 1st, 2025, but U.S. District Judge Robert Yonker granted the ferry operator's request for a preliminary injunction, holding that neither party has the unilateral authority to determine when competition has ceased under the agreement. Now, this is kind of interesting because for years we had different companies, different people owning the various ferries. Well, now Schepler's and the Mackinac Island Ferry Company is now owned by the Hoffman family of companies. They allege that the city council lacks the power to reject a 2024 proposed $2 rate increase for ferry services, as well as parking. While the city believes that the parent company has created a monopoly by buying up all these previously independent ferry companies, which gives the city jurisdiction over schedules and fares based on a franchise agreement. Well, the judges, the appeals court judges question the city's irreparable harm if the ferry company rates increase. Bryant replied that the United States Supreme Court recognized that when a state is denied the ability by a federal court to enforce its laws, the state suffers irreparable harm. Well, the judges also question the ambiguity of the term, quote unquote, competition in the franchise agreement and the city's regulatory authority over parking. Now, I'm going to stop right there. Because, folks, as you very well know, if you've listened to the show for years, Miss Vicky and I got married on Mackinac Island August 16th, 1984. The longest elected mayor in the history of the United States married us. That's right, Margaret Dowd has been the mayor of Mackinac Island for 50 years. The longest serving mayor in the country. Back then, I mean, granted, inflation. Come on, Randy, that's 42 years ago, going on 42 years ago this August. Ferry tickets, I forget, round trip per person back then used to be like $10, $15, $16. Parking was $5 a day. We're going to stay on the island. We're going to stay at the Windermere Hotel with Margaret. Willard, the old man, the night guy that used to be there, who's in the movie, by the way, Somewhere in Time. Well, guess what? $5 a day, you spend the entire week on the island, you come back and you pay $35. They were charging $35, $40 a day for parking at the ferry drop-offs this past summer. When I went up to the island for the Republican Leadership Conference and I broadcasted Friday's show from the green room there at the Grand Hotel, I was shocked as to how much they were charging not only for the ride over and back, but the parking. The parking was ridiculous. Now, a good friend of mine, Enzo Legia, owns a hotel right next door to the ferry I had bought my tickets from. He has a huge parking lot between that hotel and his large hotel next door, where his office is, where he basically works out of. Well, Enzo put up a big sign that said ferry parking, $10 a day, with a QR code. All you had to do was scan that code and pay for the number of days you were going to be on the island, and then they take your credit card, and that was it. I wasn't going to pay $40 a day to park at the Mackinac Island Ferry's parking lot. I went next door and parked in Enzo's. Well, this is all now in the courts. Senior Circuit Judge David McKeague noted at one point, we have subsidiaries. They have different rates and different levels of service. We kind of have to get down to the question of, does competition under Section 9 of the franchise agreement mean that if there is common ownership, there is no competition as a question? Because Yonker didn't address that question. And the attorney told McGeague that the lower court is addressing only the contract issue, and that they need to decide on whether competition does exist. Not that the city nor the ferry operators can set the fees. So this case is continuing in the appellate court. I believe no matter which side wins here, the other side is going to take it and appeal it to the Michigan Supreme Court. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Impetoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Impetoskey.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Again, to repeat the information, not sure when you joined the show today or when you're hearing this weekend, but tomorrow, Saturday, January 31st at 1 p.m. Now, if you're hearing this, obviously, after 3 p.m. on Saturday, the event's over. However, this link that I have is to a YouTube channel. And they very well may be storing this as a video on that website. The event is live 1 to 3 tomorrow, Saturday, January 31st. However, it could be available still for viewing at this link. If you text me SOS for Secretary of State, I'll send you the link to the YouTube channel. It will be streamed live 1 o'clock tomorrow. But I believe then the recording, the video of it, will be staying on that channel. So Saturday night, Sunday after church, whenever you get to it, just text me SOS. Even Monday morning, hearing the rebroadcast of today's show from 6 to 9 a.m. on Monday morning, still text me SOS and I'll send you the link. Because this is going to be, I believe, probably the biggest and probably only candidate debate forum between all three of the candidates. Again, in alphabetical order, Anthony Forlini, the current Macomb County Clerk, registered a deed, former state representative, former county commissioner, businessman, Amanda Love. She's been involved in school boards and claims that she used to work for Terry Lynn Land. And then the businesswoman, Monica Yatuma. You'll be able to see their pictures. You'll be able to hear them talk, field answers, questions from the moderators, hear their answers, and then make your decision as to who you think the precinct delegates from your county party should go down to Novi on March 28th and vote to endorse them at the Michigan Republican Party State Endorsement Convention. Now, the county conventions that will be selecting those voting delegates and alternates is going to be held February 26th, going to be held at your local county party's location. It was in the call to convention. You're a precinct delegate, Thursday, 7 p.m., February 26th. That is when the county conventions are going to be held. If you are a precinct delegate and you are called to that county convention, you need to very much vet the people saying that they would like to go to Novi to represent your county. Ask them point blank. If you go, who are you going to vote for to endorse for Secretary of State and Attorney General? There's also some folks running for Supreme Court and the universities, but the big, big two races that is absolutely critically important to fixing the state of Michigan is Attorney General and Secretary of State. Now, I have vetted these candidates. I've talked to them, and I've made the decision to support, and I will be voting for, if I get the opportunity to be a voting delegate representing Antrim County, I will be voting for Kevin Kievsky for Attorney General and Monica Yutuma for Secretary of State. That's why I agreed to allow them both to be sponsors of my show. That's why you've been hearing their commercials. That's why you've been hearing the interviews I've been doing with them weekly. And this is the reason, because I believe they are the best two candidates to be endorsed, to be our candidates, to run against the Democrat candidates in November's general election. Personally, I think Monica Yutuma, I would look so much forward to that debate between her and our Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist before the November election. I think Monica would just destroy him on a debate stage. So I highly, highly, highly am looking forward to participating and advocating for her to be elected, endorsed at that nominating convention. I've spoken with Doug Lloyd, and frankly, I see him as an establishment Republican and not really strong enough as an attorney general. You've heard Kevin Kievsky on the show. Number one, he says that we currently, right now, folks, in the state of Michigan, have open carry laws regarding our firearms. He's explained on this show before that the only reason we have that was because of an attorney general's opinion. And he said publicly, he's got TV ads running, if he's the next attorney general, he will absolutely put forward a legal opinion that constitutional carry is valid in the state of Michigan. If you are legally able to own and possess a firearm, you can carry it. No more CPLs. No more CPLs required in the state of Michigan. And our position here in Michigan should have reciprocity across the entire United States. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, Roots of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you Monday at 9 o'clock.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern.